I would say that within 2 weeks, maybe, 2 weeks, maybe three, we're hitting them very hard. Last night, we knocked out tremendous amounts of missile-making facilities, we, as you probably read or wrote.
We'll be gone.
We knocked out. Excuse me?
Pardon interrupting. Will we, the U.S. will be gone or done with the war?
I think with 2 or 3 weeks.
Not 3 weeks. If it is,
we'll leave. Because there's no reason for us to do this. Look, problem with the strait, a guy can take a mine, drop it in the water, and say, oh, it's unsafe. It's not like you're taking out an army or you're taking out a country or you know, they can drop it. Or you can take a machine gun from the shore and shoot a little few bullets at a ship. Or maybe an over-the-shoulder missile, small missiles. That's not for us. That'll be for France. That'll be for whoever's using the strait. But I think when we leave, probably that's all cleared up. Today, I heard tremendous numbers of ships were sailing through. We're negotiating with them right now. They've been, again, we have had regime change. Now, regime change was not one of the things I had as a goal. I had one goal. They will have no nuclear weapon. And that goal has been attained. They will not have nuclear weapons. But we're finishing the job. And I think within maybe 2 weeks, maybe a couple of days longer, to do the job, but we want to knock out every single thing they have. Now, it's possible that we'll make a deal before that, because we'll hit bridges, and we've hit some. We'll hit some bridges. Got a couple of nice bridges in mind. But if they come to the table, that'll be good. But it doesn't matter whether they come or not. We've set them back. It'll take 15 to 20 years for them to rebuild what we've done to them.